I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
This is Cinema Classics, best-selling author, Stephen King.
Okay. Would you say the most adapted modern author?
He has the most number of motion picture adaptations by a living author.
So when we're talking about all these Stephen King adaptations, we're really only talking about a handful of actually great movies.
All right.
And it gets no better than the one that irritates him the most, The Shining.
Oh, I know. He can't figure out why people like that.
It's the best.
I know it is. I know.
Yeah, because it adds so much intertextuality and depth of character. We watched it recently with Frank. He loved it.
And Franco's 7 years old.
Love the pacing. It's got Danny, the little kid, in it, so he's got a hook to follow.
Yeah. Blood coming out of the elevator.
Blood coming out of the elevator. It was a pleasure to watch a coop, like my seven-year-old, be mesmerized by a Kubrick film. There's so much going on in it.
When I think back to my own proms, now I can't help but think about Carrie. Yeah. And that was 1976 and is really his first film adaptation, almost as powerful as Shining.
It's a great movie. Sissy Spacek is otherworld. Brian De Palma at the helm. So you have a master. You have certainly a director of note, right?
As is Stanley Kubrick.
That's what I'm saying. That makes all the difference.
Yeah.
There are 100 movies of Stephen King adaptations not directed by people who are great.
You are so right, because he's had, in addition to that, George Romero, who was his best friend. He did direct Creepshow back in 83. David Cronenberg, John Carpenter.
So David Cronenberg did The Dead Zone.
You got
with
it.
Christopher Walken, another great one.
Yeah, and Carpenter did Christine. Rob Reiner did Misery.
Misery.
Which I liked a lot.
That's one of the best.
And three in a row back in the 90s.
Okay.
Frank Darabont.
Did The Shawshank Redemption.
You got it.
Which is probably great because it's not a horror movie.
Right, exactly.
It's finally a movie that's based on something other than that.
And The Green Mile. The Mist.
Now, that's a fun one.
Isn't
that? That's a little different. He's in the car with his kid and his family.
Oh, yeah.
They think it's the end, right? He's got a gun with some, like, just enough bullets to take care of all of them.
Okay.
So he kills everybody but himself. And just as he goes to kill himself, Mist lifts and the military is there and everything's fine.
My going to the grocery store is different now because of that film.
Oh, yeah.
I don't find any great directors. After that late 90s, there's a remake of Carrie. Awful.
Alert the media. John called a movie awful.
Well, we did have It come out this year, right?
Yeah.
Your son loved it.
He loves it. He's, you know, Pennywise. He was obsessed with Pennywise for like a good solid year.
Pet Sematary.
I only just recently watched the original.
Okay.
Which I thought was interesting.
Okay.
And I thought the ending really kind of great. I liked the ending of that movie. They take a different tack in this new version.
Okay.
And it's just not as effective.
His favorite writer and good friend is J.K. Rowling. Many of his lead characters are writers. He frequently has a cameo, though okay. I didn't see him in these. For everyday occurrences, he has the supernatural that he lays with. So take a small town, ordinary people, and then he has some kind of a supernatural edge.
One more. Under his pseudonym Richard Bachman.
Ah, yeah.
The story The Running Man, one of Arnold Schwarzenegger's first vehicles.
Oh, boy. Wow. Boy, you're pulling that one out.
Yeah.
Whoa.
How about that?
Very good. I think it's interesting that many times kids get killed in his stories.
Mm.
For instance, in this Pet Sematary.
Yeah.
Cujo.
Let me tell you this, because this doesn't often happen on this show, but I have been, in the short span of our conversation, really turned around here. Because at the beginning of the show, when I said I don't think a lot of great movies have been actually adapted from his works,
right.
I stand corrected.
Oh.
We just rattled off a bunch of them. The Shining.
Yeah.
Cujo.
Carrie. Right.
Christine.
Right.
Shawshank. Well, Misery. Yeah.
And anybody would be happy to have a filmography that includes 10 outstanding films.
Right. And The Shining, of course, not only one of the best adaptations of Stephen King, but maybe one of the great films of all time. In conclusion, the lesson, Mr. King, is make sure a great director is at the helm.
Amen. And that's the contribution of Cinema Classics.
Yes. Here's to you, Stephen King. I hope that maybe you can rent a theater out and bring us to see one of your films.
Support for Cinema Classics comes from Film Columbus, enriching our community to make Columbus a destination for film education, exhibition, and production. Learn more at filmcolumbus.com. Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows every Thursday at 8:01 p.m. and full shows online at wcbe.org.